More than 1.4 million people weighed in on the Trump administration's National Monuments Review. Comments were due to the U.S. Interior Department before Tuesday. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Restaurateur Blake Spalding is like many other National Monument supporters. She's been urging visitors to her Hell's Backbone Grill in Boulder, Utah, to share their thoughts about the changes the Trump administration is pondering for 27 national monuments. One is the Grand Staircase National Monument just up the road.
We're all on pins and needles. We don't know what's going to happen. It feels really unstable and really uncertain and uncomfortable and dispiriting.
Spalding's one of about 150 Garfield County business owners who want national monuments to stay intact. But many of Utah's Republican elected officials and rural county commissioners favor shrinking the 20-year-old Grand Staircase and rescinding the months-old Bears Ears National Monument in neighboring San Juan County. And that's the message they're sharing with the Trump administration.
They're hearing from the Utah delegation that there's an economic crisis in Garfield and Kane County because of the monument. And in fact, we're in an economic boom.
Spalding calls the monument a big reason for the $78 million in tourist revenues generated in the county last year.
And so for them to mess with that just seems so reckless to me.
Native American and environmental groups have also encouraged their supporters to share their views about preserving the monuments. One environmental group says the real count is closer to about 2.5 million because many comments from sportsmen and conservation groups were counted as one. It also says that all but 2% of the comments are pro-monument. Final recommendations are expected from the Interior Department later this year. Judy Fays, KUER News.